Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, for many of us, we're dealing with the first work day of daylight savings time. Began yesterday, and yet Sunday wasn't hard or difficult for me. It's a more relaxed schedule anyhow, but a little tough getting up this morning, and I suspect that's true for many as well. Today, as we continue in this week focused on serving by listening, yesterday we looked at listening for truth, and to spend the time to listen for God's truth, but to listen to people, to those we serve, to those around us, for the truth that may be hidden within them, may be obvious, may be spoken with their words, may be spoken without words, but to listen. And today we're going to take that another step to listen for understanding. As Jesus would teach, there was a time where he would quote scripture, or a lot of times he would quote scripture, but one specifically, he talked about the people would honor him with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. And then he turns around and says to the people, listen and understand. And I think that's one of the difficulties that was present in the days of Jesus, that continues to be present in our life. We hear the words, we know the words, we repeat the words. In a sense, we honor God with our lips by sharing His word. But until we listen and understand what He's saying and then put it into practice, our hearts continue to be far from Him as well. And so just as many of these topics, this listening for understanding is on multiple levels. Well, one is obviously, ought to be obvious, to listen to God and understand what He says. And that comes about through filling ourselves with His Word, allowing His Spirit to teach us, to test what we've been taught according to God's word, not according to the wisdom of man. You see, we live in an era where, as with most eras, if not all, we like to think we're pretty smart. In fact, we believe we're smarter than any person, any group of people that have ever lived. And while we may have advancements that they had not attained to yet in knowledge and understanding, when we begin to say that we believe more than God does, that His word is inaccurate in some way or needs a modern application or translation, a modern understanding, we mix up what's needed and what's wanted. I believe Scripture does need a modern application. It's timeless. It ought to be applicable to every generation. But it doesn't need changed. There aren't parts of it that says, well, that's God didn't anticipate what the 21st century would look like. And so we need to modify that or even delete it. That's not a modern application. That's the changing of God's Word. And so we need to listen to God's Word for understanding, to see beyond the rote memorization, to understand how we ought to be changed by it, how we ought to live. Not that we would change it to suit our purposes, but that it would change us to be more like Christ. But the flip side, and specifically as we think about serving by listening, we look at the need to listen to understand those that we serve, the people around us. It's been said, and I believe rightly so, that most people listen with the intent of how they'll respond, rather than listening for understanding. And most of the time that another person is speaking to us, our mind is more engaged in formulating a response than trying to understand what they're saying. And it's no wonder that conversations often seem to be misunderstood when both sides are doing the same thing. In the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, that these morning broadcasts are kind of based on, today's devotion I write and I share about an experience at camp similar to one I shared about not all that long ago. It seems like camp is one of those places that God is able to teach people lessons. Students, campers, but also the adults that work with them. And it was another experience where a camper was, well, using a lot of words about what he wanted and not doing a whole lot of listening to what was expected of him. Reached the point where he finally completely ran away from the group. And which obviously was not acceptable. I mean, it's not that that was going to be acceptable from anyone. And as my frustration level built and concern about how that would reflect on me as the team leader, and my team was not together, one was missing, I had a friend and I sat down. And he helped me to hear this young boy's words as more than words, but to understand what he was really saying. The words he was using were the words that he knew how to use. But in my mind, they meant something different. They were words of rebellion. They were words of hatred and anger. But as I was able to sit and listen with a desire to understand, I began to hear the context. Kind of like the idea that we were speaking a different language. And I needed to understand his language in order to understand what he was saying. And so many times, even when our language, our physical alphabet and everything else is identical, the language we speak is misunderstood because we're speaking from a different context, a different set of life experiences, a different way of using words. My mind is very literal. And I hear people talk about certain things, and it requires more effort to listen with understanding because I hear it automatically in a certain way. But we all do that. Whether your mind is more literal or more figurative or somewhere in between or some combination of both, when we initially hear, we hear through our mind and the filters that we have and the interpretation processes that exist in our being. That's the easy part. But what we do with that, I believe, really impacts the way we serve. Do we take that information, that all of the package that we've heard, and do we take the time to process it and to listen for understanding before we respond? You see, that's how we serve more effectively. You see, not only do we need to stop and listen and understand God's Word, understand Jesus, understand His example, but we need to stop and listen to understand people. We were doing cleanup in the Lake Charles area. One of the team wanted to be extremely helpful and just take everything to the curb. And he was constantly seeing things on a property that he would kind of get a hold of and had learned eventually to ask the homeowner that was there, you know, if it was okay to take it to the curb. And there were items that the homeowner would say no. And this individual would have a discussion. It wasn't really an argument, but would try to explain why it would be easier to do that now than to, while we had help, while we had people. And but it seemed there were times that he was so focused on cleaning up, on doing things to his standard, that it was hard to understand what the homeowner was really saying. Sometimes that was the only item he had left from his backyard, from what used to be a place of entertainment, of refuge. And while it wasn't in perfect condition any longer, it was a reminder, it was usable, it was not ready at least to be let go of. And when we serve people and we hear their words and our interpretation may be different than what they're really saying, I believe God calls us to stop and to listen for understanding, for the purpose of understanding where they're coming from, the purpose of understanding how to best serve, how to best represent Jesus, how to live in a greater sense of unity and peace. You see, we serve by listening when we seek to understand. When we seek to understand God, and we seek to understand one another. And we do so because, well, because we really need to remember that our serving isn't just about today. It isn't just about the moment. It's about representing Jesus so that more people would know Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so deep and so wide and so all-encompassing that we can't understand it fully. But Father, as we gaze into Your Word, may we listen to what You say with a greater desire to understand. May we spend time listening to it and allowing Your Spirit to instruct us. And Father, for those times where we don't understand, rather than making up our own interpretation, our own meaning of what it says, may we commit to more time with You, to a greater purposeful listening, so that we would understand. And Father, as we have opportunity to serve people today, may we put into practice this principle of listening for understanding. May we not just hear the words that are spoken. May our heart desire to understand. Not from our intellect, but from their perspective. Not to define their words by our meanings, but to seek to grow and understand their meanings. Father, forgive us for those times that we get into arguments and divisions because of misunderstandings. Because we use words differently. Because the meaning we accredited the conversation with was not the meaning they meant. And Father, forgive us for those times where we do the same with Your Word, where we mold it to fit us rather than allowing it to mold us to fit You. And Father, may our practice in listening for understanding of Your Word help us to listen to understand others better. And even when that takes more time, more effort, more energy on our part, may the reward of walking together in unity be worth it. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would learn this act of listening for understanding. They would see it in us as we interact with the children, that we would listen to understand them. Even as the example I used in the book of this young student that I dealt with, that appeared to be one way, but in pausing long enough to listen for understanding, it was obvious it was a different way. And may our children be valuable enough to us that we take the time to listen for the purpose of understanding. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, that it's more than just listening to words, but listening to life. Father, help us to do that well. God, in this era of division and racial division, economic division, health division, the divides that have been caused by the COVID response or appropriateness of this or that or whatever. May we hear beyond the rhetoric. May we speak beyond repeating the rhetoric. May we learn to listen to one another for understanding. An understanding that doesn't require us to be in a full agreement about every detail of everything. Only an understanding that brings us a unity in Christ. That we are in agreement of Jesus being your Son and our Savior. An agreement of Him being the only way, the only truth, the only life. And Father, as we listen to one another for understanding, may our practice of doing so increase as we grow in Christ. And may that increased practice help us to lift up Jesus more effectively, more consistently, wherever we go, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.